Welcome back, everybody, to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time and where some of the greatest musicians of all time grew up in the Chicago area. So next up, we have the trifecta of Chicagoans. We have three guys from Chicago in the same groundbreaking band, and that band was the Paul Butterfield's Blues Band. First up is guitarist extraordinaire Mike Bloomfield. He was born in Chicago in 1943, grew up on the North Side, and moved to Glencoe when he was 12. He got kicked out of New Trier High School for playing a raucous rock and roll song at a school assembly. Hey, who doesn't do that? Everyone does that. Yeah. And then he graduated from Central YMCA High School in Chicago.
And also in the band was singer, songwriter, and guitarist Nick the Greek Gravenitis, who was born in Chicago and grew up on the South Side. Due to some discipline challenges, something I know about, Nick was sent to St. John's Military Academy in Delafield, Wisconsin, and he was expelled his senior year. Was with musicians here.
Yeah.
But he did finish his high school education at Central YMCA High School, which is where he met Mike Bloomfield.
Well, you know, a lot of British musicians got thrown out of school for long hair, I guess, here in the Chicago area. They get thrown out for just bad behavior.
I guess we're all hoodlums here. You know. I did get a lot of detentions myself.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was a hoodlum too.
Oh, your poor mom.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, and finally, the leader of that group was Paul Butterfield. He was born in Chicago, grew up in the Hyde Park neighborhood. He attended and graduated from the University of Chicago Laboratory High School. And in 1964, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band was formed with all of these three members. So from their 1965 self-titled debut album is a song that Nick Gravenitis wrote, paying homage, you take your choice, to his home city. The song is Born in Chicago. And by the way, Born in Chicago is also an excellent documentary that includes performances by Nick, Paul, and Michael.
I was born in Chicago in 1941. Well, my father told me, son, you had better get a gun. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, my first friend went down when I was 17 years old. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he died bold. When I was 21 years of age. Well, there's one thing I can say about that boy, he got brave. Someone left, play the game. Well, now rules are all right. If there's someone left, play the game. All my friends are going, and things just don't seem the same. Oh, things just don't seem the same, babe. Thank you.
Jim, I just want to mention, there have been dozens of great blues harmonica players in the history of blues, but my opinion, Paul Butterfield is the best.
He's very good.
He's the best.
He's very good.
Okay.
Love him. Well, I love the blues, and we're going from blues to jazz now. You know, Mark, Chicago has it all, blues, jazz, rock, whatever. And jazz great and child piano prodigy Herbie Hancock was born in Chicago in 1940. He performed with the Chicago Symphony when he was 9 years old. You know, I was just learning to hit a ball off of a tee at 9 years old, and he's playing with the Chicago Symphony.
Yeah.
He attended Hyde Park High School. He graduated from Grinnell College, which is in Iowa. And he later took some classes at Roosevelt, which is in Chicago. After playing with Miles Davis, Hancock formed his own jazz group. Here is a song penned by Hancock, and the song is Watch It. It's from the 1977 album simply titled The Herbie Hancock Trio. Mark, are you as good as Herbie Hancock on the keyboards?
Oh, yeah, my dreams. Yeah. Well, next up, we've got violin virtuoso Jerry Goodman. By the way, Jerry often calls it a fiddle, but he was born in Chicago in 1949 and grew up on the north side of Chicago.
Didn't he grow up near you?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He grew up down the block from me, and I know the house, and everybody seems to know the house. But his family moved early on in his life to the North Shore suburbs. Jerry was classically trained, and his mother played for the Chicago Symphony. And actually, that was kind of the desire for him to join the symphony orchestra. But he actually started his music career as a roadie for the Chicago-based band The Flock, and he eventually became a key member. But in 1970, he joined the acclaimed jazz fusion group the Mahavishnu Orchestra, where John McLaughlin, Jan Hammer, and Jerry would engage in jaw-dropping instrumental dogfights. I'm going to give you an example of that coming up from the 1971 Mahavishnu Orchestra album, The Intermountain Flame. Here is the song, Meeting of the Spirits.
Thank you.
Jim, what you just heard, I can tell you don't learn that taking music lessons.
No. Incredible musicianship. I just want to go back that you grew up kind of down the street. Did you go trick-or-treating there?
Yes.
Oh, did they give like little violins out or what did they do?
Actually, I think Jerry and his family probably just moved.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember who was living there. I just know that everybody knew that that was Jerry Goodman's house. So, well, folks, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio. We are on 101.5 on the FM dial, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Well, let's continue with people who were born and raised in Chicago. And, you know, Mark, so far we've talked about rock people. We've mm-hmm. done blues. Mm-hmm. We've done jazz. We just did fusion. That's not all Chicago has to offer. Chicago has some of the greatest R&B artists ever. Right?
Really?
Yeah, really. And one of those is Curtis Mayfield. Curtis was born in 1942 at the Cook County Hospital in Chicago. He grew up in the Cabrini-Green Projects and attended Wells Community Academy High School, but he quit high school after his second year. A lot of these guys quit school and
yeah.
were pretty successful.
Yeah, really.
He enjoyed singing gospel at his church, but fell in love with Chicago blues. He then formed a group with boyhood friend Jerry Butler, and they called themselves The Impressions. In 1964, The Impressions released the single I'm So Proud, which was written by Curtis Mayfield. I hope you enjoy this. This is one heck of a beautiful song.
Mm-hmm. Prettier than all the world. I'm so proud, I'm so proud of you. You're only one fellow's girl. And I'm so proud,
I'm so proud,
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved. And it would hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry, so sweet. And I'm so proud, girl.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. Compliments to you. From all the people we meet. Yes, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
Believe me, I love you too. I'm so proud of being loved by you. I'm so proud of being loved by you. And it would hurt to know if you ever were untrue. Sweeter than the taste of a cherry so sweet. Yeah, and I'm so proud.
I'm so proud.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of being loved by you.
Ah, the great Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah, isn't that a beautiful song?
Beautiful, Jim. Good choice.
Thank you.
Well, up next, we have Minnie Riperton, who was born in 1947 in Chicago, and she grew up in the Bronzeville neighborhood of the South Side. On the South Side, I should say. She attended Hyde Park High School and sang in a choir, and she possessed an incredible 5.5-octave vocal range. And she was trained to be an opera singer, but she left school early to pursue a career in rock and roll and became a member of the Chicago-based band The Rotary Connection, and then she went on to a solo career. So the song Lovin' You was co-written by Minnie Riperton and it appears on her 1974 album Perfect Angel. Let's sit back and marvel at this woman's incredible voice.
Lovin' you is easy 'cause you're beautiful. Making love with you is all I wanna do. Loving you is more than just a dream come true. And everything that I do is out of loving you.
Beautiful song.
Wow, that made the hairs on my back go up, Jim.
What
Seriously.
Hairs you have, yeah. wasn't the hairs on your head.
No, that's for sure.
But if you listen very closely at the end of the song, she was singing Maya, Maya, Maya. Do you have any clue what she was singing about?
Of course. She's talking about her new daughter, Maya Rudolph, from comedic actress. Everybody knows her from Saturday Night Live and movies.
Yeah. And Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, oh, hysterical. We got to talk about movies one of these days.
One day,
hysterical.
Yeah. Well, we'll start a new show. Movies of the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s and
well,
2000s.
I think we did a show. We did songs.
Songs from the movies.
Some movies, yeah. And I think you got one coming up, maybe Scorsese?
Yeah, something
Scorsese.
Like that. We'll do something.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we have one more song to go, one more group, I should say, and that is the Five Stair Steps. And this, to me, is one of the best soul songs of all times. The song is Ooh Ooh Child. The Five Stair Steps are siblings, and their parents, Betty and Clarence Burke, raised their family in the Roseland neighborhood, and most of the kids attended Harlan High School. Their 1979 hit Ooh Ooh Child is considered by Rolling Stone to be one of the top 500 songs of all time, and I agree. I would probably put it in the top 20. But anyway, As I said earlier, we are going to play the Five Stair Step song, Ooh Ooh Child.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Together and we'll get it undone someday when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter.
Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter. Things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Telling you, that's the feel-good song.
Jim, amazing song. I agree.
Yeah, I love that song.
Just moving.
Yeah, it does. It just gets you in a good mood. Well, that's our show for today. We highlighted people who grew up in Chicago and became famous in the music business. It's a great place for breeding ground for musicians, don't you think?
Yeah, Jim, first of all, great show, great selection of music, and great breeding ground for radio hosts.
That's right.
Yeah.
And and how about radio producers?
Okay, I'll second that.
Yeah. So
he's from Chicago.
That's right.
Originally.
We all are.
Yeah.
Originally.
He's blushing.
Yeah, he is.
Look at him. All right. Well, please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio.
And don't forget, you can listen to our archive shows 24/7 on demand by going to the station's website.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.